Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
Good evening, everybody. It is Nikki Outlaw. Hello. It is Keeping It Real with me. And that, of course, means that it's Tuesday. And today is April the 2nd, 2013. Let me just tell you, I love April. Most of everybody knows that my birthday is in April. So, of course, I think this is the best month of the year. And I try and celebrate from April 1st till April 30th. I do one thing for myself. Just doesn't matter what it is. If even if it's something I normally don't buy for myself, I'll buy it that day. You know, one thing a day. And try not to be too expensive every now and then, you know, gotta splurge on yourself. But I thank you for joining us again tonight on this wonderful Tuesday evening. Hopefully, you know, you're relaxed, you've shaken the day off, and you're just ready to unwind and, you know, just chill, because that's what we're going to do for the next hour. Tonight, just let everybody know that is our normal supporters and listeners. I'm only going to be on an hour tonight. My kids are on spring break, and they are up. They are not in the bed like they normally are. So we are actually doing some family time and stuff after the show tonight. So going to be on from 8 to 9. I am looking forward to it. We have an author, a transformational speaker, a life coach who's coming on in a little bit. Her name is Tammy Washington. So I'm really excited to talk to her. But, you know, some of us, we get into little funks every now and then, you know, and need a little bit of help with somebody else to help us get out of it. And hopefully, you know, talking to her, you and myself included, we'll get some good tips on how to overcome and release and let go of the past and create and forge ahead and be successful in the future, whatever that is. She can, if there's, you know, some junk food or something, you know, she's your girl that you want to get rid of that and not stop eating it. You know, she's it. Want to give a shout out also to our chairman for and the founder of Lawless Radio. If you want to hear him, he has an awesome show on Wednesdays called The Grit Grind for 2 hours, and he gets deep down and dirty and talks to all kinds of individuals just like myself and plays some really hot music. If you have an issue that you want to listen to and just sound off, bucking off a buck on Thursdays at 9 is a great way to just sound off on some topics that he has, and he has some awesome topics. And, of course, our girl, Dr. Passion, has not left Lawless Radio. She is now on Friday's midday release just to unwind about those relationship questions or passion questions, whatever you got. Our girl, Dr. Passion, has it. So definitely tune in to various things going on. We also have some late night shows for you. So if you check on Lawless Radio, .com, you will see some other shows that we have for the after dark folks who are still up and wide awake and need to listen in after 11 or midnight. Got some people on the air for you during that time as well. So we definitely here at Lawless Radio, Lawless Entertainment, have various things for everybody. And we're just, you know, keeping it real, moving it, bringing you all kinds of issues, topics, conversations, and whatever your heart's desire or not desire, we're bringing it to you, definitely. So hopefully you're going to stay on and talk with me and Miss Tammy Washington in a little bit. But for right now, we are going to listen to Closer by Jess.
It's so
Tuesday evening, right? Oh, some nice, mellow, relaxing music for us just to kick back. Oh, I forgot about that. I was talking about my April, my birthday, got all off track. But yes, it's time to unwind. Even for those of us who have our kids on spring break, still time to unwind, relax, sit back, give yourself a hug, say I love you to yourself. You know, get your glass of wine, your whatever it is that you need that, makes you nice and mellow. But, yeah, we are definitely here with Keeping It Real, and our guest tonight is Tammy Washington. So we're waiting for her to call in. I think I have somebody on the that wants to chat. This is a new button that's following up on my board, so forgive me, listeners. Hello? 414-807. Oops, I got 2-4-1-0-5-2-6. Hello?
Hello.
Hey. Hey. Hi.
What's up?
I saw a little, I didn't see my normal little star thing. It's a question mark on the thing. How are you?
I'm good, Nikki. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm hanging in here.
That's good.
Hey, I'm just waiting. Gonna hopefully talk to our guest in a little bit, Miss Tammy Washington. She'll be coming on in a little bit to chit chat with us.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a good show.
What's the topic tonight?
The topic is, you know, all of us every now and then gets in a funk with your life, and we sometimes need somebody to talk to. Well, she is a life coach, a transformational coach, and she is going to talk, and she also has a new book out, and she's going to talk about that. It's called Nail It, Be It, Do It, Achieve It, and she's going to talk about, transforming your life, get rid of the past, get rid of your mindset, and change all of that into fostering your future and being successful in whatever you are trying to do ahead. So I'm excited. I can't wait to get on there. Actually, she just got on. So I'll put you back on mute. And as I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, that is what Tammy's going to get ready and talk about. Let's all welcome her to Keeping It Real and Lawless Radio. Tammy, welcome.
Hi, I'm so sorry. I so apologize for being late to your call. I was on a long call before.
Hey, sometimes those business calls are long.
Absolutely. I lost track of time. I said, oh, my gosh, I have to go because I was so looking forward to doing this interview tonight with you.
Well, thank you. I am happy and very thankful for you being on the air with us tonight as well. I'm dying to hear, your transformation into making this move into your career and, the book that you has just come out. And, I'm looking forward to some tips myself because we all, I know for myself, we all go through something and we all want to be successful in our own mind. Or as I was reading your bio as well as your website, and for those individuals who want to check out Tammy, her website is Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, Washington.com, or, right? Yes.
.org.
And I don't have it in front of me, but I was like, wait, I did that just earlier today. .org. So I highly suggest you go check her out. She has some really awesome information, some awesome services that she provides. And, she can help, all of you. Like I was promoting today, if you want to change something, if you have something going on, Tammy here is one can talk to you. So, Tammy, please tell us, how did you get into this profession?
Well, I've always had a passion for personal development, and I've always been someone who would always champion other people to go after your goal. And I'm originally from the South, And I had these big dreams, just always that I was going to go out and do really great things, and I always wanted to help people. But I thought that in order to do that, I had to be famous first. So I moved out to L.A. about 8 years ago, and I had a love for acting, and I was acting and did, you know, some small things here and there. And one day I was working with a coach, because everybody should always have a coach. You should always have a coach, and you should have a cheerleader. But I was working with a coach one day, and she asked me a great question. She said, okay, so you're going to act, and you're going to be successful, and then what? And I said, well, then I'll get my Oscar, and then I'll be able to, you know, do all the things that I wanted to do. And she said, okay, and then what? And I said, and then I can go back and teach other people how to be successful. And she stopped and she said, wait, what was that? Where did that come from? And I said, oh, yeah, that's what I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to go back and motivate people to go after their dreams, but I thought I had to be famous in order to do it first. And so that's kind of how I came to where I am now after I made that discovery, because at that time I was kind of in a rut, you know, kept trying, trying to be successful, trying to really make the acting thing happen, and I kept hitting a brick wall, and I was like, what's going on? Like, I've always been somebody who, you know, if I put my mind to something, I kind of make it happen. And in that, what I realized was that I was chasing a means to an end, meaning I thought I had to do something in order to get a secondary result. And I find that that happens a lot, and a lot of your listeners might be able to understand that, is this idea that, oh, I got to chase one thing in order to get something else versus just going after what it is that you really want.
It definitely resonates with me. It definitely, because as soon as you said that, I wrote down, I was like, oh, wait, that's a good question. And then what? Because people are always asking everybody, you know, what are you doing? Where are you going? And you know, it's you always have the next answer, but it's really like you're right. I love that she asked you that, but then it's like it is. We do need to be thinking about, and then what? What are you going to do with it? You know, where are you going to go with it? What do you want to? That is such a good question, and you're right. We're all resonating exactly what you're saying, because I'm over here and my head is just shaking. Yes, and then I gotta go. Oh wait, you know. So it's definitely resonating, I think, with the listeners, whether they're online right now or whether they're on, you know, because they can also listen via the web. So you went out there, said, okay, I'm going to be an actor, I'm going to be successful, and then, you know, your coach, your cheerleader said, well, you know what, and then what? And then you went, okay, hey, I'm going to go back and teach, and that's when you changed everything.
Absolutely.
Or shifted, not change, but shifted gears. You didn't really change anything. You shifted. Wow. Okay. So when you shifted, oh, wait, we got a caller. A caller, hold on 1 second. Let me get her to finish talking about this, and I'll put you on the air. So when you shifted, how did you know what it was you wanted to shift to? I mean, you know you wanted to give it back, but how do you know it wasn't you teaching acting or, you know, something like that versus being a transformational? That sounds so, like, glamorous. Transformational. That one long word, transformational. Sounds so glamorous. But how did you know that this is where your shift needed to go versus somewhere else or start a nonprofit organization? You know, because there's so many ways to give back to people.
You know, Nikki, you always know. When I work with people a lot, and I'll say, well, what is it that you really want? And they said, I don't know. I don't know what I want to do with my life. You know what I do? I continuously ask them the same question. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And if you continue saying what you want and you continue to go deeper, you'll realize that it was always there all along. And that's how it was with me. When I would fantasy, everybody has a fantasy for their life. Everybody has those thoughts that they think of, like, oh, man, that would be so amazing. And I would always have those fantasies of I'd be at a high school or I'd be at a college graduation ceremony, and I'd be inspiring the students and letting them know, like, you can reach your dreams, you can go after what you wanted. And I just had to tap into that vision because I think those little visions of God is God's way of saying, this is for you. This is for you if you'll be willing to step into it. So anybody out there right now who's thinking, I don't know what I want, think about it, when you fantasize and you visualize, what's that thing? You know, if money were no option, if money had nothing to do with it, what would be that thing that you would do and you would still be happy? That is your passion.
Wow, that's a good question. I'm taking notes, and I hope my listeners, whether you're listening on Lawless Radio on the web or you're listening via Blog Talk, I hope y'all are taking notes because this is some really awesome information that we all need. Whether you are doing your passion now, you still need to continuously learn and, you know, strive and shift every now and then as you're going through. That is so, so awesome. And you're right, we do have our passion within us. We just have to dig deep. I'm telling you, Tammy, right now, you are hitting it on the head for me right now. We have a caller who wants to talk. 414-807-44. This is Mel. I'm just not even going to go through it. Mel, are you there?
I got disconnected, so I wasn't trying to get straight through. I was just calling back. Hi, Tammy. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Mel.
So did you have something you wanted to say or ask?
Oh, the only thing I'm going to say is Tammy is hitting everything on the head right now. I actually had an experience today. I went back to sign in school for college. And it's been 7 years since I've been out of college. And it's something that I actually want to do with my life. So when she said, you always know what you want to do, but you do something else, that hit it right on the nail for me. She's not lying about that.
Wow. Good. I'm so happy that touched you. And congratulations for you for really stepping out and stepping into what it is that you really want to do.
Right, and when she said, let money be no object, because I'm going back to school for social work, and we all know they don't make money. That's not why I'm going to school for it. It's my passion.
Yeah, and that is such that particular field, social work, counseling, all those are very, you know, you have to have a love, whether you're dealing with children or adults, or of any kind, you know, individuals who are homeless or disabled or whatever it is, you have to have a passion for that because I work with it during the day, individuals from kids to endless of age that, you know, has disabilities. So, you know, and I'm not the counselor, but I do other stuff, but you have to have that passion, that drive to do that. So I also commend you, Mel, for going back and doing that because you know, people get it and then they get out because they realize that's not really what they thought it was going to be. So keep going, keep, you know, striving with that, definitely. So I'm happy for you to go back. It's, you know, sometimes we do have to go back, right, Tammy? Sometimes we got to go back to school.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Educating yourself is always the number one way to take that first step into your dream. Always, if there's any area that you want to grow in, the first thing that you want to do is start figuring out ways to educate yourself, even if it's just going to the dictionary and looking up the terms that people in that industry use. Because if you understand the terms, then you can speak their language. And if you can speak their language, then you can learn something from them.
Right.
So absolutely.
Right. I also think networking, like, you know, you said dictionary and using the terms. If you go, even if you're not in that field yet, start going out to, you know, networking events or getting, you know, yourself involved in some of those areas or businesses that deal with that area, because that can also be very educational as well.
Absolutely.
But sometimes you can find out if that's really what you want. Because, you know, as you said, when we're kids, we all know think we know what we want to be when we grow up. And, you know, but then when you actually see, you know, let's say pretty much like a doctor, people go, oh, I want to be a doctor. But have you ever been really in a hospital? Have you done an internship? Have you been around? Have you had to, you know, seen a surgery or have you had to draw blood and stuff like that? You know, because I had a young lady about a year and a half ago who thought she wanted to be a nurse, but she had never interned, had never done anything, And so we suggested for her to intern at the local, you know, hospital. Come to find out she didn't like blood.
Yep.
So like, you can't be a nurse because somewhere along the line you're going to have to deal with blood.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's so, you're so right, Nikki, because honestly the only way you will truly know if you like something is if you jump right into it. You got to
right.
jump right into it, yep.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to listen to something about you, and then we'll be right back with our wonderful special guest, Tammy Washington.
Baby.
Hello again. This is Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw, and we have our wonderful guest tonight, Tammy Washington, a transformational and / life coach. And we've been talking to her and how basically how to create your future. That's really what it's all about, right, Tammy? It's about creating
Absolutely.
A successful future. Let's talk about your book, Nailed It, Be It, Do It, Achieve It. I love that. That right there alone is a nice little inspirational just to type up and put up in front of you that you can see every morning, every afternoon, every night, just as a reminder for yourself. So tell us about that.
Well, Nailed It, and that's the shortened version of it, is a transformational guide. And basically what I wanted, because like I said, I am a transformational personal development junkie. I love anything that's about, you know, making ourselves better. A lot of times, though, what I find is that you have things that say, you know, dream bigger or get a mentor or, you know, think outside of the box. But nobody ever really explains how you do those things. So I wanted to create a guide that someone could pick up and they could take it, apply it to their life right now, and it would get them on the track to being able to achieve the dreams that they want. So if you are somebody who you're not really sure about where you're going or how to get there, Nailed It is definitely the guide for you. If you're somebody who's been wanting a mentor, you've been wanting to create a mastermind, which is a group of people who have similar thoughts, feelings, and goals that they want to achieve, go ahead and grab Nailed It. It's going to be the perfect guide for you because sometimes you need a step-by-step. You need somebody to be able to say, this is how you do it. And even if that doesn't work, they give you different options for things that you can try. So that was my vision, and that's how Nailed It was created.
Wow. And where can they obtain the book?
It's on my website. If you guys do want to go to www.tammywashington.org, it's also on Amazon.com, and you can just type in Nailed It, Tammy Washington, and it will it'll pop up there for you. And it's a quick, easy-to-read guide, but it's filled with power. It's filled with power.
Wonderful, wonderful. I know that on your website, some of the services, now everybody, Tammy is available for various services. She can come to your company. She can do, you can also do one-on-one, right? Right. So yes.
Well, I do one-on-one coaching and I do group coaching, and then I'm also a corporate trainer. That's actually why I was late to the call. I was on a call with Nintendo because I'm one of their corporate staff trainers for when they have events, when they have marketing events. So that's what I do for corporations, yeah. And then one-on-one, which is what I really love, you know, working with people individually, I do one-on-one coaching and also group coaching as well.
Okay, everybody, y'all heard that. So if your company, your whatever you got going on, even your business, I have a lot of individuals who listen who are, you know, self-employed, trying to, you know, make their business, you know, be successful. So if you're listening and you need a little, make sure that you're on your passion, doing what you love to do, you know, you need that extra, you know, boost, you need to contact Tammy Washington. I'm telling you, TammyWashington.org, and chit-chat with her and you know, see what's going on and make sure that you're on that right path. And if you're, if you're as big as Nintendo or any other corporation, you know, you need to also get with her if you have not already done so. You know, she, like she just said, she comes to your group and helps out. So do you help with, like, I used to also train for the government years ago. Do you do what I used to do, what kind of training? The team building. That's what it was. All of a sudden, my mind just went blank. It's like, what did I do? I haven't done that in a while. So it's like, so team building exercises, is that kind of how you work with the corporations? How does that work?
Absolutely, absolutely. I was just in Dallas, Texas a couple weeks ago doing a team building training for AT&T. And one of the things that I do when I do team building trainings is helping people to understand their strengths. That's one of my big focal points, because so many times, especially in our society, we're taught to focus on our weaknesses. We're taught to look at all the things that we do wrong, or all the things we need to improve on. And yes, you do need to improve the things that you're weak on, but more importantly, you need to understand and celebrate the things that make you special and the things that give you strength. Because we don't do that enough. We don't do that enough in our lives. So what ends up happening is we end up walking around being self-conscious all the time, and then we start to associate our self-worth with how much we make, or how many things that we can finish, or how many projects, you know, we can get that pat on the back for. And so I'd like to work with people and just helping them to understand that you are strong, you have things and gifts that only you have, and you are the only person that can bring that to this world, you're the only person that can bring it to this team. And from there, when everybody understands their strengths and everybody understands where they're good at and what their gift is, you will truly see your team soar. So anybody out there, if you're in corporate America, even if you have your own business, sit down with your employees or sit down with the people that you're in business with and talk to them and talk about what your strengths are and focus on that. And it will change the dynamic of the way you treat the people around you and also the way just that you guys interact with each other, because then you can see the beauty in each other, and then you can see how that beauty will help your business to grow.
Wow, that is some awesome, awesome advice. Now, not just with corporate, because like I said, we do have a lot of local around, you know, from L.A. where you are, but, you know, all the way over here to the East Coast, and I do have a couple people overseas who listen in. For those individuals who are trying to start a business, or, you know, they know what their passion has always been, and they're just finally saying, okay, I'm whatever age, I'm finally going to do it. Like Mel, she's going back to school, or somebody who wants to start that business. What advice would you give them to motivate them to don't stop, don't give up? But, you know, like you said, we're always constantly thinking about those negative things for whatever reasons. What positive things do they need to be thinking about? And you probably already said it, and you probably say it again, but just to, you know, give it, you know, just to relate a little bit more to our regular locals who are trying to make it ahead.
Well, I hope this is inspirational and motivational to them, but I do want to take a step and have everybody, you know, the first thing you want to do is you want to take a step back, and you have to turn within, because before you can move forward, you have to take care of what's happened in the past. And I think that's where a lot of people miss, is because we say, okay, I'm going to start this business, or I'm going to do this, I'm going to really go after my dream. But that's action. We start taking action. But what you have to understand is your thoughts and your words lead to your actions. Okay, because you're going to think about what you're going to do before you actually do it. And then you're going to declare it. You're going to tell people about what you're going to do before you actually do it normal times. And then you have to understand where your thoughts and your words come from. Those come from your beliefs. And so I say all of that to say, if you have beliefs that are working against you, it doesn't matter what actions you take. You're going to stay within the same pattern that you've always been in. So you can start a business, and then you'll basically end up giving yourself a job working for yourself. And nobody really wants that. You don't want a job. What you want to have is a business that runs on itself, a business that, you know, is going to help the community. You don't want something where you're going to be stressed out, running around like a crazy person, and you're still not making income because you still have belief systems that were from an employee mindset, you know. So the first thing I would say is you got to work on your belief system. And really and truly, if you have a pad and you have a pencil out there, really, truly, the business that you want to start, sit down and think about, what is it that I truly believe about this business? and how successful I can be. And the thing is, you want to be very honest about it, because I've had some people that are like, oh my God, Tammy, I read your book and it made me cry. And I'm like, why? It's not supposed to make you cry. I had to reflect on myself. And I said, yeah, but that's the starting point. Because once you know where you are, then you can see how to navigate around that. But if you decide, like, I'm going to ignore everything, my beliefs and everything that's happened in the past, you just stay within the same pattern. And that's why you see people, oh, I'm a Mary Kay consultant. And now a couple months later, oh, I'm a fashion designer. Oh, now I'm an Avon consultant. You know, it's the same thing, like, oh, I'm going to start this business, then I'm going to do this business, then I'm going to do this business. And you keep trying and trying and trying, but nothing ever really sticks or nothing ever is really successful. And it's because everywhere that you go, there you are. And you're taking in those same belief systems. So the way to break any type of pattern is to step out of the belief system that you currently have. So that's the advice I would say for anybody who's about to step out. You've got to first look and see, what do I really believe about myself when it comes to success? What is it that I really believe about starting this business? And write that down. Write that down. And then you can, once you see it on paper and you're like, wow, so I really and truly believe that I can't make six figures. So then you're going to say, okay, that's actually a limiting decision that I have made, because it's not true. And that's the thing. We think that our beliefs are true because we've held them for so long, but our beliefs aren't true. They're simply decisions that we've made based on society, based on what our parents have told us, based on what the people around us have told us, based on what the news say about the economy. There are people who are very successful in the bag economy and all this stuff because they have a different belief system. They believe that they are successful. So that's the first thing I would say. And then once you target and you understand what your current beliefs are, you need to think about, okay, so where do you want your beliefs to be? Because, again, it's just a decision. If you want to be someone who believes that they can make six figures or seven figures or even eight figures, what you're going to do is you're going to have to adopt the belief system of people who believe like that. And I talk about it in the book. I call them visionaries. These are people you might not be able to have a conversation with them. I, at this point in my life, I don't have the ability to go out and have a conversation with Oprah. But she's one of my visionaries, and I look at the way she thinks. And I copy
all
the
of
way
the
she thinks.
I've been hearing. I think that's everybody's dream, is to one day just meet and talk to Oprah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it can happen. It can happen. You just have to understand how people who have gotten the chance to meet her, how they think. And I've met a couple of people who have been on her show who have met her. And then the first thing I want to know is, okay, so what does this person do on a regular basis? What's their thought process when it comes to success? You know, and then I imitate and I adopt those thoughts and I make those my beliefs. Because if you want something that someone else has, you're going to have to do the things that they've done, or you're going to have to do similar things to get to that same place.
Right.
So that's what I would say. I hope that is inspirational, but, you know,
that's
true.
It was. I'm telling you. Everything you have said tonight has been so inspiring. And like I said, it resonates with everybody I know who is listening, who, whether they have their own business or starting a business or changing careers or finally, you know, doing, like, going back to school and doing what they finally realize is my passion. We have a caller from 619. I think I know who this is. From also Cali. Is this Tina?
Yes,
hi.
It's Tina.
Hi. Say hello to Tammy. Tammy, this is Gina from California as well.
Hi, Gina.
Hey.
Hi. Actually, what you were saying, it kind of touched me because just being hard of hearing, I was always told I'm not going to succeed in life. But this February, I re-enrolled myself in college as office assistant. And so far, I've been doing good. I got, on my PowerPoint presentation, I got an A. And then we had a math quiz. I got a B, but we have our finals on math tomorrow. So it just goes to say, like you said, don't let the past get in your way. Because I used to, like, have that stuck in my head. Oh, I'm hard of hearing. It's going to be hard for me. People are going to put me down. So I just gave up on going to college, but always had a passion for computers. Or at first, it was my passion was to be a pediatrician, but everybody shut me down so much. I said, you know what? I'm just going to go under computers. I love computers. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to go and just give it my best. And that's what I've been, since February, that's what I've been doing.
Wow. Congratulations, Gina. I'm so happy to hear that. And you're totally right. You're totally
that's
right.
That's why I said I haven't forgot about you. I've just been in school. Because I see the little post on my page about the show and that you guys missed me and stuff.
Gina, let Tammy talk. Go ahead, Tammy.
Oh, no. Yeah. I was just going to say congratulations to you, and you're exactly right. Like, that's exactly what you have to do. Even though Gina had people tell her whole life that she wasn't going to be able to succeed and she wasn't going to be able to be anything, you had to step out of that belief and understand that you were going to do something great with your life. There is a speaker, that I know, and for the life of me, her name has just slipped out of my mind. So I'm so sorry that I can try to find it. But she's a speaker, and she has no hands. She was born with no arms.
Oh, I know. Oh, yes. I know.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I have seen her videos. I've never seen her live, but she is so amazing, because like I said, I used to be a trainer, and I, you know, and so I, you know, when you're in your field, you research other trainers and you try to say, oh my gosh, she is so phenomenal, and I cannot think of her name either.
Right? I can't think of her name.
Wow.
But she's amazing. But that was one of the things. She just refused to let that hold her back, and she's married. Mm-hmm. She has a really successful career, and one of the things that she always tells people, she always says, I have no arms, and look what I did. There's
right.
nothing that you can't do.
Yes.
There's nothing
oh.
that you can't do.
Yes. I even saw, I think it was some video or something, where she actually showed her, because she had kids, and she actually
mm-hmm.
showed how she would give her daughter a bath, do her hair, everything with her feet.
Yeah.
And it was so amazing. It just brought tears to my eyes because, you know, not tears of pain, but joy going, you know what? God is a wonderful God, and nothing can stop anybody if you put your mind to it.
Absolutely.
You know, and now I'm going to have to, I'm going to be up trying to research.
Yeah.
Research who that was, because, oh, my God, I haven't thought of her in years. But, yeah, she's a phenomenal speaker, and you're so right. Wow.
Yeah. And people like Gina, who, you know, really persevere on, it's very easy for us to look at life and say, God, why me? God, why me?
Mm-hmm.
But I've gotten to have it lately. I always tell people, ask God, why not me? Because that woman could have done the same thing. She could have said, God, really? Arms? You could have taken something else away, but arms, I need my arms. And look what she's done with that, because that was her destiny. She was
yeah.
pushed here to let other people know that you can do absolutely anything. So, Gina, I said the same thing to you. I think, it's, you know, especially when you graduate, you tell your story to people, because there are other little girls out there who are being told you have a hearing problem, you can't see, you can't, you know, do whatever, so you're not going to be as successful as everybody else. So pass that along. That would be...
Yeah.
If you could do anything,
yeah.
pass that along once you make it.
Yeah, and Gina has an awesome story. Actually, she is not just a wonderful supporter of Gina and Mel, both who've been, you know, that have spoken tonight. They both have some really awesome stories that they have been sharing. They are both supporters of Keeping It Real and Lawless Radio, and their stories are they've been sharing it's overcome so much. We all have overcome so much, but I do. I encourage each one, even ourselves, you know, Tammy and myself, you know, anybody out there who is listening, you know, whatever your story is, whatever your passion is, Tammy has given you some awesome, awesome tips and tools, but I highly suggest that you go to her website or go to Amazon.com. I know I am. And get the book and get some guides, because you know what? Even I need some tips, some tricks, or just some straight-up honest, you know, Nikki, this is what you've been doing. Here's where you want to go after you've done, talked about it. and then we need to figure out the right direction to go. So even I need to go, I've been writing. I don't know if anybody heard my little pencil down here. I tried not to write too fast or too hard, but I was even writing, oh, I need to do that, because, you know, it doesn't matter even if somebody was telling you, you're beautiful, you're going to be successful. You know, people can even tell you the positive things, but unless you believe it yourself,
yep,
will determine your success. Because I know people who, you know, from both ends, and I think, Tim, you could probably attest to that, where you have people who've heard, like Gina was saying, oh, you're not going to amount to nothing. But at the same time, you can hear also the positive stuff. It's still what your belief system, because, and how you, like you said, think about it and how you act on it will determine how your future and your present are.
Absolutely.
So. Tammy, it has been great. I give you an invitation to please come back. Normally our show is from 8 to 9:30, but my kids, I have a daughter and some of my nephews, are on spring break this week, and they are waiting. You know, I went to work, did my day job. I came home, did the dinner thing, and now, you know, they're waiting for me to watch a movie before I have to go. Look, before I go to bed, because, you know, with spring break, give you a little bit of leeway. So I thank you, and I humbly ask you to please come back at any time. And hopefully you got another book in the works.
I do.
Well, I didn't even know that. But, you know, I just had this feeling. It's something about authors. You know, once you write that one book, it's like, oh, wait, I got to write another one. And it's just, and I've had people who say, aren't you a writer? And I've never written anything, I mean, besides for myself. And I've critiqued stuff, but I don't know. Maybe that's in me as well. I don't know yet. I keep getting people saying that I should write something, maybe one day. But, Tammy, I thank you so, so much for joining us tonight on Keeping It Real and Lawless Radio. We appreciate it. We love you, and we thank you. Thank you very much.
And thank you so much. This has been an inspiration for me, and I thank you so much for being able to allow me to come and share with your listeners. And I would actually like to give your listeners a free gift if they're interested. So anyone who is interested in possibly doing some coaching, I'm having a free coaching weekend this coming weekend, and all you have to do is go to my site, which is www.tammywashington.org, and in the top right-hand corner, you'll see a button that says Book Now, and just fill out the little information box there, and it's just your name and your email, and then also just put in the best time that you would like a free coaching session. It's only 30 minutes, so it doesn't take up a lot of your time. But if you are wanting to do some coaching, I'm willing to do it for free for this weekend only, and that is a value of $100. So just, you know, something to give back to your listeners, and hopefully, you know, get to meet some more of your listeners in person.
Thank you. Now, when they do that, is that on, you know, because most of the listeners are all over, so is that mm-hmm. going to be online or telephone,
yes,
or how is that?
It'll
okay.
It'll be a telephone coaching session.
Okay. Well, I might have to get in on that myself. So I might be doing that. You might hear from me. So
absolutely. Please do. Yeah, definitely always interested in working with people. And it's my birthday month, so I thought I would give something back as well. So this weekend is our free coaching weekend.
When's your birthday?
April 26th.
Mine's April 4th, this upcoming Thursday. So, yay.
Oh, happy birthday.
Ooh,
happy birthday
to you, too. I celebrate from April 1st to April 30th. So I celebrate for you, and you celebrate for me, and we're all good. I love April.
Thanks.
I don't care what. I just love April. I like, yearn for April to come. Every year it's like, okay, yeah, because I do something one day each day for myself.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be, you know, expensive. People are like, oh, you must shop every day. No, it could be going to Starbucks and getting that one tea, or because I don't do really coffee, but that one tea that I might not buy the rest of the year or once every blue moon, you know,
ooh,
something, you know, or or if it's just reading, taking a couple of hours to myself and reading a book, you know, whatever it is that I normally can't do the other days of the year because I'm doing so much for other people, I do it in April for myself. It's like giving back to me in April. So everybody should try that for your birthday, for whatever month you're in. You need to get back to yourself. It's great. It's very cleansing. It's very rejuvenating because it's like, oh, wait, I mean, I got to think about me, even if it's for 30 minutes or whatever it is. It's just for you. So I do that. Yes. But listeners, as she said, if you're interested in this free coaching, go onto her website, TammyWashington.org, in those top right-hand corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right-hand
click
corner.
Click on the book now, enter your information, and she'll be able to talk to you and, you know, for 30 minutes, $100 value. It has been wonderful, Tammy. I appreciate this. I really do, and I do. I wholeheartedly, we're connected now, so extend an invitation anytime you want to come back. Just give me or Mel a holler, and we will make it happen.
All right. Highly look forward to it.
All righty. We thank you. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Tammy Washington. Thank you. And if you, I know y'all have been listening this last hour. It has been powerful. I wish I could continue as I normally do for the next 30 minutes. But you know what? We also need to remember our little ones, our kids, and I have to do that. I thank all of you. For anybody out there who has children on their spring break, enjoy them. Listen to them, you know, and love them. Cherish them. Take a few minutes. If you are unable, like me, to get off work, do what I'm doing. Do a movie night. Grab some popcorn. Do whatever you need. Huddle up, you know. Do watch a little movie that's only a half an hour, whatever it is, or an hour and a half, whatever. I thank y'all. Tune in to the chairman tomorrow, 8 o'clock, The Grit Grind. Bucking off with Buck on Thursday and midday release on Friday. And my girl Mel is coming up with a new show, so stay tuned because she'll be on Lawless Radio as well on Saturdays. That information will be coming to you. Keep checking us out on Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw and Lawless Entertainment, Lawless Radio. We got more things coming to everybody. Love you. It's been real. It's Lawless.